Hello, everyone. I'm Scott Hoops, and for Mr. Frist's history class, I'm in charge of interviewing someone that has bookstore experience. And so the person I'm interviewing is my friend Mr. Whitman, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his experience in the bookstore. So my first question for you, Mr. Whitman, is how old were you when you started working at the bookstore, and how long did you work at the bookstore for?
I was 15 years old when I started, and I worked for a total of 3 years, so from 15 to 18, like pretty much all through high school.
Oh, cool. Okay, so my next question is, did your love for reading change after working in the bookstore?
Children's bookstore, so I think my appreciation for children's literature improved. I really saw children's books in a different light, and when I started reading to my children, I remembered back to a lot of the same books that I handled when I was back in the bookstore.
Now, was this bookstore, was it only children's books, or did they also have books for adults or magazines?
Strictly children's books.
Okay. All right, and my next question is, how was the bookstore organized inside in terms of which books were in which place and stuff like that?
Let's see. I think they did it by author, and they did it by age, like of who could read the books, like the younger literature for younger kids, then like a teenage section. They had a picture book section, that kind of thing. So they split it up by type of book. And then they had a storeroom downstairs underneath everything for the extra stock.
Okay. And for this bookstore, was it located around children, or was it in the city?
It was in Manhattan.
Okay.
Yes, it was on 17th and 5th Avenue. No, 17th and 7th Avenue.
Okay. All right, so when you were working at the bookstore, did you ever notice frequent customers coming in who usually interacted with each other?
I don't think I necessarily did. I mean, I see some of the same kids every now and then, but mostly what I did was I stocked shelves. I handled all of their mail orders because they had a lot of mail orders. They had also like a rare books section.
Okay.
So I was in charge of selling and wrapping and sending the rare books out.
Okay.
So I didn't have a ton of interaction with customers, so it's hard for me to say.
Okay. Was there any memorable experience in the bookstore that you could remember?
Yes. They always had a lot of the and I don't remember the names now because it's so long ago, but they had a lot of authors come in and do book signings.
Okay.
So that was always a lot of fun when the authors would come in and there'd be lines with families and people coming in, and just, you know, they decorated the bookstore nicely, and that was always a lot of fun. Those were fun days.
Well, when the author came in, did he ever read to the children that came for the signing?
Yep, they would do readings of their books and things, and they had chairs set up for them.
Okay.
For the kids and families, so that was always really nice.
Gotcha. So based on how the bookstore is today, is there any way that you can compare between the bookstore that you worked at and the bookstore today, and how it and the differences and similarities between each?
I'd say the bookstore that I worked at was a kind of a mom and pop store. It was owner run. It wasn't like a big box, like a Barnes and Noble chain. So the owners knew a ton. I mean, they really knew a ton about children's books and literature. And it was more of a family type atmosphere. I mean, the big bookstores these days, it doesn't seem like it has the same customer service or the same attention to detail. So that's the big difference I would see.
Gotcha. Okay. So going off of that question, do you feel that the bookstore today has evolved for the better or the worse, and what would you say was the better or the worse of the bookstore today?
I would say the customer service part was probably the best part. of the old books, like the bookstore I worked in, compared to the ones today. It's definitely cheaper today. I mean, it seems like they're able to push the books out for a cheaper price. And also, it seems like there's a lot more online book sales. Like, my kids now, they just read. They get things on their Kindle.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of them don't even go into the traditional bookstores anymore. So, I don't know if that's important to what you're doing, but that seems like the way it's going, especially with the more teen books like Jake Reeves.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the last question I want to ask is there anything that you would change about today's bookstore that would kind of get more of a more customer like feel that your bookstore had in the past when you worked in it?
I would say if it was more focused, like the bookstore I was in was like strictly children's books instead of being like a section of a larger bookstore. Like if they had like specialty bookstores, so that the people there really knew their subject, and they might, you know, some of the people in the bigger stores might know their subject pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that would be the big thing. It's just the customer service piece.